Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Football Friday at Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you for listening. Many of you listening on the radio.com app. If you're doing that, do me a favor real quick. Go up there at the home screen. Click the little button that says favorite and favorite Sports Radio 610. You'll get alerts on how to win stuff. We'll also give you updates when big name guests are coming on, like Brian Jones coming on in 15 minutes to talk a little bit of college football. It's Football Friday. Favorite us on the radio.com app.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we'll take a break from the Astros for just a hot second. And Sean Ryan, the Texans quarterback coach, who, you know, I've always wondered, what exactly do quarterback coaches do? I mean, do they just work on mechanics, I take it? I mean, you know, you got the offensive coordinator.
Film.
Well, yeah, they do all that. It's just kind of like a fancy way of saying your junior offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They do what offensive coordinators do. A lot of them are play
callers.
Except
call the plays.
A lot of them are play callers.
Sean Payton started out as one. I mean, he was a quarter, but he also called plays too. So
yeah, no, it's just like all these, like, especially.
But Bill O'Brien's got a hold of that though, so don't worry about that.
Like a lot of these strength assistants and all that, they're really coaches.
Yeah,
they just give them a title. They're just like they're young coaches or whatever.
What do we think Luke Richardson does right now? What's he like? What's his since he's not? I mean, you know, I mean, obviously they're working out, but most of the heavy lifting's been done. Pun intended.
He's in the lab, dude.
Getting guys ready.
No, yeah, he's in the lab.
They lift at least three or four times a week.
Using beakers and like making stuff.
It's different than the old days. The old days, once football season started, you know, you would lift maybe once a week just to kind of, you know, they lift a lot now in the NFL, man. Because they're not hitting as much.
Well,
first of
that
all.
Makes sense.
They're not hitting as much, they're lifting more.
That makes sense. That I can see.
Yeah.
So we all know that Deshaun Watson is taking a beating of Herculean proportions. Right now he's been hit 90 times. And here's what's funny is, you know, you look and there was a thing that was tweeted out the other day. You know, the number I saw at the beginning of the week was 65. I saw a tweet yesterday that said he's been hit 70 times. All right? So I don't know if it's one of them deals.
A lot. Whatever it is.
Either way, the dude's getting his ass beat. I mean, we know this much. He's been hit at least 90 times when you factor in quarterback hits and quarterback sacks. He's been hit at least 90 times through six games. And, of course, John McClain did a story earlier in the week basically saying that in those six games last year, when we all thought that offensive line was far worse than what it was going to be this year, and we all said to ourselves, there's no way it could be worse than this, right? Well, actually, it has been 45 more times than it was last year through those six games. So this is Sean Ryan, and the question was posed to him. Sean, or Mr. Ryan, I don't know, depending on who asked the question, are you concerned about the beating that number four is taking?
Every coach in America worries about quarterbacks getting hit. I don't worry about it more than anybody else that coaches on the offensive side of the ball. That's part of the game. You do your best to protect them. You do your best to educate them, meaning the quarterback, on when it's time to get rid of the ball, get the ball out of your hands, don't hold it. But that's everybody. You know, that's not just me. So I don't worry about it more than anybody else does.
I like this guy.
I like him too, but I think he worries about it a little more than other guys do. With this backup and this line.
By the way, is it sad that Emmanuel Sanders probably has a stronger arm than Case Keenum?
You're going to piss people off on a Friday, Fred.
713-572-4610. Should you be alarmed that your wide receiver has a stronger arm than your quarterback?
Keenum, I'm sorry.
I bet John Elway still has a stronger arm.
He's drunk right now.
What
do you think his burps taste like right now? Scotch?
Scotch.
Kid's a drunk.
That is disgusting.
He was a freaking drunk.
It's all right, though. He's feeling pretty good. I bet he was lit on that plane ride back from Phoenix last night. All right.
You're
exactly right. Sean Ryan. That whole offensive staff is worried about it. Who's more worried about it, Sean Ryan or Mike Devlin?
Mike Devlin, because he's worried about his job.
He's got to be.
No, he's not. He's safe.
You think?
He's safe.
He's got to be, right?
Guys are getting fired this week.
He's
Somebody
safe.
Got fired earlier. The OC at Arizona got fired.
Yeah, from other teams.
Yeah, that's true. What am I thinking?
Yeah, other teams are firing
thinking?
People.
Yeah.
When's the last time the Texans fired somebody? Was Kubiak the last person? Okay, it was George Godawfulsy, but he was all he did was have his play calling duties stripped, so you knew he was getting let go at the end of the season. We really weren't sure what he did at that point. And then, I mean, I don't think anybody in the Bill O'Brien regime during his era has been fired in season.
Hold on, there's got to be, right?
I don't know, man.
Well, the nutritionist...
Yeah, but that was, in the off-season.
That was in the offseason. Yeah. Bill O'Brien's never
threw him
fired.
Under the bus, too.
Yeah. Bill O'Brien, I don't think, has ever fired him. I mean, I want to say, outside of maybe D coordinator,
mm-hmm.
aren't most of these guys pretty much the same that's been with him from the jump?
I guess you're right. I just didn't think that would be the case.
I think a lot of these guys have been with him since Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I think Mike Devlin's been with him since day one. He's been here in Houston.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what are the chances of him just going to suddenly, you know, reverse course and start firing people?
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Totally forgot.
John Lopez, put that Brock Osweiler jersey on.
Jersey of
shame. I got such a pretty shirt on.
You do
have
a pretty shirt on.
I'll wear it for an hour.
You have a pretty shirt on, that's for sure. All right, so Sean Ryan, he's allegedly no more worried than anybody else is about Watson taking a beating, and I think we all agree that he's just, that's just lip service. He is sweating bullets every night because he wakes up every morning. And someone reminds him, you realize that you're one hit away from Brandon Whedon being your quarterback and you being out of a job. What about the delicate balance between making plays and forcing the ball?
You don't want to kill that, you know, that instinct in him to throw the ball down the field, to get those chunks for you, because I think he's got a knack for doing it. But I do think there's times where it's clear, like, that's not a good choice. And, you know, you emphasize it through film. Like I said, we study film of all kinds of quarterbacks at all different levels. And when, hey, this is a good decision, this is not. And it's constantly ingrained in these guys. And you just keep getting it to the point where it becomes second nature for them. And the only way I know how to do it is repetition. Keep talking about it. Keep teaching it. And then, you know, you're also trusting his instincts to do the right thing at the right time.
I want more of this guy. Yeah. I want Sean Ryan to go to the podium instead of Bill O'Brien. I want more of this guy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And you know what? He sounds a lot, and I'm going to put him side by side. He sounds just like Brian Gaine.
You think it's the same person?
No.
Have we ever seen Sean Ryan and Brian Gaine in the same room?
No.
All right, play some Brian Gaine. He'll be on tonight. Race car! I can say that, though.
All right, here we go. Let's see what Gaine sounds like next to Sean Ryan. Hold on just a sec. What do we want to hear from Gaine?
What do we got?
Let's play this Sean Ryan first. Just replay this Sean Ryan.
You don't want to kill that instinct in him to throw the ball down the field, to get those chunks for you, because I think he's got a knack for doing it. But I do think there's times where it's clear, like, that's not a good choice. And, you know, you emphasize it through film. Like I said, we study film of all kinds of quarterbacks at all different levels. And when, hey, this is a good decision.
All right, so that's him. Here's Brian Gaine on his first training camp.
Excellent. It makes me reflect on a lot of work that we put in since the day I arrived here in January. Just thinking about the process we put in.
At all different levels. And when, hey, this
I
is
would
a good
say
decision.
Slightly.
Yeah, they sound
I think you're being very white with that take, to be honest. Are they both well spoken, Landry?
Very articulate.
Yeah.
They enunciate their words.
I don't think they sign anything.
Nah, their cadence. Their cadence is maybe, like similar. Their like tone is similar.
I can see that.
It might be a reach by me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
I think you're still kind of in a post Astro hangover right now after that ass whooping last night. And that's okay. I think half the city is too, since half our texts or messages agree with you. Oh, the Astros are clearly still the better team.
Yeah, clearly.
I agree.
Clearly.
I agree with y'all.
Yeah,
I don't know about clearly.
Yeah, good teams. Good teams always
it's
get
not
beat for
clear. Yeah, it's not clear, but
yeah. No, we know they had a great season, but you don't win 108 games by accident. I'll tell you what you don't else what also you don't do by accident, and that's come up with a great creative logo. All right, and so here's the deal: it's time to make an In the Loop logo. All right, we've been with y'all for 102 episodes. Y'all have been with us for 102 episodes. The show continues to grow. And the next step is branding, all right? So we got to brand it. We've branded you guys Loopholes. You've branded us In the Loop. We love it, but now it's time to go next level. And what's next level? a logo and a logo on a t-shirt. Because who doesn't love a good t-shirt?
Who doesn't love a good t-shirt?
I love a good t-shirt. I love a good t-shirt.
Except for this one.
Except for the one you're wearing. But that's okay. We like one. You know, we like those nice shirts that I want. And it's like I told you guys yesterday in the post-show meeting, we were discussing this. I don't want some crappy shirt material where after you wash it the first time, you know, the deal, what is it called?
Material?
No, well, that too. The sleeve. Yeah. You know, the sleeve's like hanging up. I like it to hug the pectoral and the bicep muscle. Okay?
So what you're saying here is we're putting a shout out, a call to the loophole.
Call to action.
Do we have anybody who could come up with a loopholes or in the loop logo?
Let's do both.
Any artists?
Yes.
Any graphic designers?
Whatever you want.
And we'll probably pay them with something, not money, but something.
Now, you'll get something. We haven't figured that out yet, but you will get something. We will give you something. And listen,
maybe even some ducats.
High-grade marijuana called Kush
there
on
you
the
go.
Street.
For all you out there in the TDCJ, we'll put some money on
legal,
your books.
Landry. I'm not sure that's legal.
No, that was a slip, dude. My finger slipped.
Totally
my bad. That's on me.
That's legal. Anybody out there, actually call in. Call Landry right now. 713-572-4610. Or you can text us on the text board, same number. If you're an artist, graphic designer, something like that, and even T-shirt people, what we'll do is we'll do this from the ground up, you know.
What I was thinking is they just submit stuff to us, and we'll submit them next week, or we'll release some each week, and then we'll vote on it on Friday.
You know what we are? We're nothing if not grassroots.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do this a grassroots development of an in the loop logo. Loopholes logo and shirts, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we just need y'all's help. We'll make the shirts. We'll give you shirt, and we'll pay you in something. I was gonna have Hot Take Stacy on the air, but she hung up. She got scared.
Stacy who likes Lopez?
Yeah, Hot Take Stacy.
She
had
she
takes, and then she
sure
hung up.
How that started, by the way, because her and her husband donated some stuff to Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, so I'm not mistaken. So, you know, anybody that's over in the TDCJ listening to us, you know, we'll put money on your books.
I met some good loopholes yesterday. Bottom.
Do
beer.
Of course we can.
Hey, there's some loopholes that got you. They got some beers yesterday. I bought them some beers.
Oh, I saw you tweeting about that. Good for you.
Yeah. They loved Fred.
Lisa, who was this? I don't remember who this was.
Someone that's got something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be the first time. Certainly won't be the last. God bless you two. Whoever you two are, we love you.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let's get Hot Take Stacy on. Stacy, what do you want? Stacey. What do you want?
Don't put me on hold. I mean,
you're on. You're on the air.
Go.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
No,
go, Stace. What do you got? Give us a take.
Okay, my take is I'm just going to say it, and I'm not a sore loser, but I truly think Major League Baseball wanted a Boston.
Oh, Stacy. Hot take, Stacy, in the house.
That is a hot take, Stacy.
I knew I was going to get that. I knew it.
That is a hot take.
Because you knew better. Because you knew better. Stacy, I've met you. You and your husband are doing God's work. We appreciate what you did for Miss Elizabeth. But you know that was a bad take.
Okay? Stacy.
You know. But listen, you guys know I love a good conspiracy theory as much as the next person, okay? I will appreciate the fact that you came up with that, Stacy, and you had the, I would say the cojones to do that, but you don't have cojones.
Sure
so
she does.
You had the chutzpah to do that.
You need
so,
any mulch, Stacy will take care of you.
Stacy got you?
She's got you if
Perfect.
You need mulch.
Mulch.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's what she does?
Yeah, she's like big time in the industry, like mulch and rocks.
She's
and
a mulch mover.
You want to see how far she's come, though, and just how much the Astros have captivated the city?
How
this
so?
Was Stacy last year when the Astros were trailing to the
Yankees.
They were trailing to the Yankees. This is Stacy's call on Mad Radio, and you just heard her now making excuses for the Astros.
Right.
Here's what she was doing a year ago before they won the World Series.
Stacy on Mad Radio. Stacy, good morning. Go ahead.
I agree being the glass half full, but no way. They stink.
What?
It is
they
not
stink.
The same team. Yeah, except for the starting pitching.
They won the first two games of this series. Was the moment too big for them then?
They don't
Stacy,
stink.
I quote Stacy of Mike
stink.
And the Mike and Stacy depression show.
Yes.
They stink.
Love it.
She's come a long way.
She's come a long way. Stacy needs to be in the meet and greet too.
Oh, listen. Well,
Stacy,
the meet and greet, I don't know that the new Verizon room or whatever the hell we're calling it is going to help enough people.
Yeah.
I think it could be SRO, standing room only for those of you.
It may not have Earl.
What's that? Oh!
Earl may be dead.
Well.
We're going to determine
We're going to find
today.
Out. We're going to find out the think tank.
Today's the last chance.
All right, we're going to find out the think tank. Huge think tank. And I apologize. Somebody misunderstood me yesterday when I said final think tank. I meant final think tank of the week. Mm-hmm. John Lopez pointed that out.
You might have spoke correctly.
You might have spoke correctly. You go rabble right. You are just bummed out today.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I feel like I'm about to get high on number four on Sunday. I'm feeling great.
Hold on, what'd you say?
High on number four.
That is.
So that's what you're going to be doing.
That's it. Landry Locker rocking his UT shirt.
Watching football.
No, D-Dub 4. I'm going to be on that D-Dub 4.
All right, so we need logos.
Yeah, we need logos.
We need t-shirt people.
Be thinking about it, okay?
Yeah.
Be thinking about it. And, of course, we will have a much better thought out plan on Monday as to how this whole thing's going to work out. But we want you guys thinking, draw up some ideas. You can tweet at us all weekend at Landry Locker, at Lopez on Sports, at the Freddie D, at the Figgy Fig, at Sports Radio 610. So many different ones to follow. But make sure, again, start putting them out there. And then, of course, we'll have this whole thing plotted out and finalized for you next week. And then, again, we'll have a winner next Friday, a week from today. So we'll get this thing rocking and rolling. Then we'll have t-shirts and, you know, we'll feel better about ourselves. And so should you. All right. That's the Figgy Fig. That's our boy Landry Locker. That's the one, the only John Lopez, and I'm still that dude, Freddie D. Coming up next, Brian Jones, talking all things college football next. Don't go anywhere. It's Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.